I want to remind you, Arizona Cardinals season tickets are on sale now. The 2019 home schedule includes visits by the Steelers, Browns, Panthers, Lions, and Falcons, as well as the Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. For more information on Cardinals season tickets, call 602-379-0102. Visit azcardinals.com/tickets as we continue our exclusive coverage of OTAs. If you get those season tickets, one of the guys you can watch this year, second-year running back Chase Edmonds, who joins us here on the show. Chase, how are you, man?
I'm good. Appreciate you guys having me.
I appreciate you coming by. I got to pull back the curtain of the discussion that I did not partake in during the commercial break. It was wall-to-wall Game of Thrones talk.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Chase is a fan.
Part of what I'm doing here, because Chase is a huge fan, Justin Pugh's a huge fan. You know the episode when Cersei was walking butt-naked, shame. I'm trying to shame him into finally watching
the show. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Can't do it.
Gotta do it.
I mean, how many big time football players have to tell you to do it to do it?
I hear it.
But let it be known that you were not a fan of the way it ended.
Nah, I wasn't.
Because he's smart.
They let us down, man.
All right, second year. You're starting your second year in the NFL. How different does everything feel for you personally, and maybe how different does this team feel as opposed to last year?
Personally, I would say for sure confidence. You know, last year I was kind of walking on eggshells a little bit, where my mentality was that whenever my number was called, when 31 was taking a break, was just to not mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you cannot have that mentality going to the NFL. I have so much more confidence in my abilities to be an impact player on this offense and this team. So now my mentality is like, you know, I got to show Coach Kingsbury every single way to get my number called. And I'm just going out there trying to make plays every single day.
Yeah, I thought there were moments last year where you were really, really good. And I just, even last year, I didn't think you quite got the touches that maybe you should have, given the way you were progressing. How do you like your role in this offense?
I like my role a lot. You know, obviously it's still developing and everything like that, but I think I just like that we're going to have a lot of space in the field, obviously with Coach Kingsbury's offenses, and I think that's what my best abilities are, is space.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, we know how the year went for the team. It wasn't a great year. That spurred all this change. But for you personally, how would you rate your rookie season? Outside of walking on eggshells, did you get more comfortable as the year went on?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got more comfortable as the year went on, and definitely got smarter as a football player. You know, I felt like I grew mentally and physically in terms of, you know, the speed of the game was starting to slow down for me a little bit towards after the Packers game. You know, I kind of found a groove a little bit. And that's one thing I just got to carry into this season. You know, I always get the talk with some of the vets, like, you're still a rookie until four games into your second year. I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going out there without that mentality at all. You know, that I'm a second-year player, and I'm a vet, and I got to prove my way in this league.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you mentioned the spacing in the offense. Now, guys have been kind of like hush-hush about what this offense looks like.
Yeah.
Give us some clues. Give us some
hints. I would do what Coach Kingsbury told us to do. That's a question for Coach. All I can tell you is that, I mean, if you watch Texas Tech film a little bit, you'll get some idea of it.
So you're confirming what we've kind of been putting together here, and it's really smart because you guys are not getting out ahead of yourselves with the words.
No.
You're not going to be talking this stuff up.
Right. Not at all. I just feel like, you know, it's going to be unique, man. I feel like it really can, especially with the quarterback we have now.
Yeah.
You have some guys who say, oh, too short, whatever the case may be, but I feel like it can really revolutionize the NFL game. I just feel like I'm an NFL fan, so the more I watch the NFL, the more mobile quarterbacks I see going on and on and on and on. And I just think that this offense is going to, you know, hopefully we can set the pace and really change the way the game's played a little bit.
I love what you just said. See, we got to explore this a little bit. All right, a lot of people have been talking about Kyler and his leadership. I didn't think I'd be hearing this about a rookie.
Oh, yeah,
what is
man.
It? And it's all coming naturally from this kid, isn't it?
Just naturally, man. He just has that vibe to him. You know, he gets in the huddle, man. You know, he truly does have command of it. And I first noticed it in phase two. In phase two, we're not even going against a defense, but just the way he commanded the huddle, called the plays in the huddle, everything was just so smooth. I feel like it was just great for this offense, man. You know, I think he has that it factor. You know, obviously it's way too early to tell. You got to wait until the pads come on and everything like that. Yeah. But he's cool, he's calm and collected, man.
Chase Edmonds, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You mentioned the Green Bay game. When you look back on your rookie season, that's the game that stands out for you. Obviously, you got a win at Lambeau. You had two touchdowns in that game. Was that your brightest memory from last year?
I think that might have been my brightest memory, but for me, I try to just focus on the negatives, man, mm-hmm. because I'm so hard on myself, and I want to become the best player that I can be. And I know for a fact my worst game was Detroit, which just so happened to be the game after Green Bay. And it just really taught me that in this league, can never be too high, never can be too low. Keen level, and that's exactly what Coach Saxon's always talking about. Mm-hmm. And our running back room is just keeping a keen level and keep going, man, keep progressing.
So you're one of those guys that failure on a football field or failure at your job bothers you more than being successful makes you feel
100%,
good.
100%. I just feel like, you know, my job is obviously to make plays, so I shouldn't be focusing on what I get paid to do. I'm trying to eliminate the things where it gets you off a team.
Yeah,
that's exactly my mentality, man. I just don't want no mess ups. I don't want no mental errors. Mental errors is like my biggest pet peeve with myself. If I have any mental errors, I really try to pride myself in on my details. Because I feel like the faster you know the game, you know, the faster you can play, the faster you can make decisions.
Yeah.
See, I got a lot of that in me too. I don't play football, but I focus on the stuff that goes wrong on the
show.
And he always yell at me for it. It wasn't that bad.
Well, you're way too hard on yourself. Yeah. He takes it to the nth degree.
When we get done with the show, we also don't have to sit with coaches and go through the tape.
And right. Yelled at constantly.
Yelled at, yeah,
right?
Get put on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Chase Edmonds, our guest, our running back for the Arizona Cardinals. We had Justin Pugh in here last week, and he talked about the situation on the offensive line with the injuries.
Yeah.
It just became so much for this team to deal with. How does that affect you as a running back? When he even said in the interview, there were times where he'd walk into the offensive line room and he didn't know the guys' names toward the end of the year. How does that affect you as a running back when it's new guys blocking for you every week?
I mean, the way I see it, I mean, my rookie approach is, look, everybody in this room gets paid to do what they do. Mm-hmm. And me coming from a small school, kind of being underrated, I would never in my life look at one of my teammates and have doubt or just have like, I just felt like me and David's mentality last year was just, you know, and the whole running back room was just grind, mm-hmm. you know. We have what we have, and you got to keep it pushing. Nobody's going to feel bad for you. The other team you're playing certainly is not going to feel bad for you, and that's what we get paid to do, go out on Sundays and make things happen.
I love what you said about Kyler revolutionizing the game, because you're right. I think if he does well, you're going to get a lot of young, small quarterbacks who go, you know what, I can make that league. I can do this. You're not that different, man, right? You're 5'9", is that correct?
Yeah, 5'9".
Okay.
Yep.
You had a great high school career, scored all sorts of touchdowns. You didn't get a lot of interest because of your size.
Right.
What does that do to a person? Do you and Kyler relate that way? I mean, that's got to be so frustrating to get judged like that.
Yeah, I remember seeing a picture of me and Kyler in the backfield of OTAs. And the first thing I was like, damn. That's a short backfield, man. It was just a joke. You know, Kyler's cool. Me and Kyler, you know, we vibe together real good. But I was like, God, that's the NFL team right there. That's two guys 5'9", basically. You know, 5'10", 5'9". But
right.
It was just so cool, man. I think it shows, you know, you just got hard work, man. Hard work and dedication, you know, are unparalleled. I feel like any successful person didn't get to where they were because of hard work. So I think it's going to be great for this league, man. Yeah. Great for this team.
Kyler's a little bit taller than you, right?
Like an inch, yeah. Like an inch, yeah. Yo.
See, we met him the night of the draft. We were in Nashville, and we got you know, chance to greet him real quick, and we both walked away from like 30-second interaction with him. I was like, he's bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah, well, I bet his combine was probably the most anticipated height weight ever in
history
of the NFL, I bet. Because I just remember watching on Twitter, just like, Kyler Murray checks in at
5'10" and 1'8".
Whatever checked in at.
It was breaking news.
And everybody's like, woo!
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And it's like, to me, this is like, okay, I mean, 5'10", 5'9", but really, what is the difference? Like, I feel like some GMs or, you know, NFL analysts, they look too deep into it, man.
Way too deep.
Can you play football? Can you throw the ball? And do you have that factor? I feel like...
Well, look how lucky Fordham got to get a player like you. Based on the fact that people said, nah, he can't do it.
Right, right. Yeah, and I was getting offers for cornerbacks. Some guys were like, we just feel like your frame's not going to be big enough to run the ball in college, you know. But corner, you know, you got good feet, it'll work out for you. And I was like, nah, man.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to do it my way.